When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
Fixing your hair for this audio platform?
Yeah. I just realized that it looks funny. Now. My part is weird.
Your hair looks perfect.
Well,
I love every inch of you.
Oh, that's silly.
Well, hello, everybody. I don't know why you try to make it quiet.
It's just a pop.
Like the mic's gonna, it's a soda pop.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I think this is a perfect time that we're recording this today because I'm like so agitated.
Yeah, about everything.
About everything. Just like people are getting on my nerves. That's it.
There's just multiple people.
Yeah. It's like hot out.
Yeah.
We're almost on vacation. Like next week we're going to go on vacation.
I know. Like a week tomorrow. I'm so over it.
Yeah. But that means we're not going to record while we're away. But we are going to have a couple of new episodes up on our Patreon.
Yeah.
So if you just miss us, because we're going to miss you so much.
So
listen to us over on Patreon. If you look up A Lesbian Recap, you'll find us. And we've got, what is happening on your watch?
I don't know. It just started.
Did it die?
No.
You hit your goals. Well done.
That was wild.
Bravo.
Thank you.
So we've got a few episodes up there already on the Patreon, and we're going to record a couple of episodes so that they are out while we're away.
Yeah.
Floating in a river, a lake.
Yeah, we're going to float in a lake and drink beer.
Yeah.
You're not going to drink beer.
No, but I'll float.
Yeah.
I'm going to read a book. Here's what I'll say for anybody listening. I need a book recommendation. I need a book that is not a series. I'm not going to commit to reading more than one or two in a series. And I like nonfiction if it's like, I like dystopian, post-apocalyptic, like things like that. I do like, that wouldn't be nonfiction. I like fiction that is like post-apocalyptic, yes, dystopian. I like nonfiction, but not super like sci-fi either. Like I'm not going to read, I don't know, Star Trek or something. That's not my jam. Yeah. So if you have a book recommendation,
a book. Yeah,
please tell me, because we're going to be at the lake and my favorite thing to do is wake up early before everybody else and sit outside and watch the hummingbirds and read a book. So,
yeah, I like to sleep in.
Yeah.
So
we're a good team.
Yeah.
Okay. This episode, you guys, is wild.
It's wild.
Like the first 2 minutes in, I was like, oh.
You're like, pause it. We got to record.
Yeah. This is a lot. It's called Johnny Get Your Gun.
It's season 3, episode 7. It is November 9th, 1998. And it says violence invades Seventh Heaven as Mary's date tries to rough her up and Simon is threatened by a schoolmate with a gun. like
probably one of the most accurate synopsis.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. Should we just talk about Lucy and get it out of the way? It was so annoying.
Yes.
Lucy is begging her boyfriend Jordan to take her to go see Gone with the Wind because that's who he went and saw. That's the movie he went and saw with Ashley.
Yeah. Mila and you remember from last week, he didn't know that Lucy and him were boyfriend girlfriend. And so he went to go see a movie with Ashley,
yeah.
Jimmy Moon's ex.
So my mom reached out. Her and my dad went and saw Gone with the Wind. And she said that it's so long, there's an intermission.
What?
Yeah. And my dad mentioned at the intermission, he thought it was about sailboats and he was kind of let down. But like that trick, if you remember from last episode, like that tracks, you would go see Gone with the Wind in the 70s. Like why right. was Gone with the Wind in the theater in 1998?
We have old timey movies sometimes.
I just feel like they weren't doing that back then. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyways, Jordan's like, oh, like I've already seen it and it's so long and boring and I don't want to see it again. And she's like, well, I just really want to see it and I want to see it in theaters because it'll sound better and the quality will be better than on my TV at home.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And
yeah.
Also, so then they compromise and he's like, fine, how about I rent it?
I'll come bring it over to your house, date night on your couch.
Mm-hmm. And she's into it.
But then I guess there's a part in the movie where somebody slaps somebody. I think it's a pretty iconic slap.
Yeah, it's one of those like old timey romantic scenes where like the guy, they're fighting and the guy wants to like embrace the woman and she slaps him.
I think there's like, I feel like I'm going to get like roasted by my mother. There's like an iconic line that goes along with it too.
Barb, we're waiting. You let us know.
But I don't know what it is.
Yeah. So.
So Lucy's like, I just want to slap you in like they do in the movies.
It's so romantic. And like, thank God Jordan is like, absolutely not. I'm leaving.
Yeah. And then they end up back at the school at one point and they're like bickering at her locker. And she's like, yeah, this is like, he's like, we're not even fighting. She's like, yeah, we are. And this is, so she slaps him. And like.
So he goes in for a kiss.
Oh, yeah.
And she slaps him. And then a teacher comes over to say something. And Mary's like, oh, they were just practicing for a play.
Yeah. Mary steps in and lies for her to the teacher because, well Mary needs Lucy to lie for her. So,
yeah.
And that was it. It was the most annoying thing.
Yeah. She was really annoying about it.
Should we talk about Ruthie?
Yeah.
So Ruthie's only 7. And you know how, like, little kids will play, like, guns and shooting.
Mm-hmm. Cops and robbers.
Cops and robbers.
Are the more racist term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she's obsessed with this video game called Baboom.
How did you spell it?
Like that. B, capital B, lowercase a, and then capital
B. I don't want to show you how I spelled it.
What did you show me?
I'm so embarrassed. I spelled B-U-H.
Baboom. Baboom.
Whoa. And then B-O-O-M. Ba-boom. Ba-boom.
Ba-boom. And it's like a handheld game console. Like it's not a Nintendo where you've got a game cartridge. It's like the whole mm-hmm. console is handheld. It kind of looks like the Sega, but it
is Ba-boom.
Is just Ba-boom. And she's literally walking around doing the most annoying 7-year-old thing, being like, ba-boom, 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 and being told to stop.
Pretending to blow things up, shoot things. And Annie's like, we don't play violent games like that in this house. You know, you can't do that. And she's like, okay.
I wrote, Annie tells her about children of war.
Yeah.
Because she does.
She does. She's like, you know, there are kids in this world that really have to be careful that they don't step on bombs.
Yeah, kids are getting blown up all over the place,
Ruthie. And so then she gets suspended.
Yeah. So they're at the school and Ruthie gets suspended because she takes Ricky's Ba-boom game and breaks it.
Yeah. Because she wanted it.
Yeah. Like, who is, like, Ruthie, she's ruthless, I'm telling you.
Ruthless
That's
Ruthie.
That's her new name. And then she's still playing shooting games, and there's this whole backstory going on with Simon and a gun.
Yeah.
And, like, she's just like, ba-boom, ba-boom. Like, somebody just tell her and set her straight. Like, the family is trying to not let all the children know what's going on with Simon, because it is a scary thing.
Right.
And I get that. But like...
like, were you ever into, like, playing guns? Like...
no, and we weren't really allowed.
Like, is it because we're Canadian?
Maybe. My mom just didn't like us playing guns. And so we played sports.
Like, I don't think ever... like, I played house. I played Barbies. I played...
like, we played Ninja Turtles. That's, like, yeah. Karate.
Yeah, I guess we played Ninja Turtles. Like, it was all very... but like not gun centric.
Yeah. Like my dad was a hunter. And so we had guns in our house that were locked up safely. And like we knew not to touch them. And we didn't know. Like, yeah, we were very safe. And yeah, like we like, did I shoot a 22 at a like, yes, but we were taught gun safety.
Right.
And to like be respectful. So yeah, we didn't really play guns. Which I'm glad about. So Eric basically tells her that she's desensitized. And that's why she is okay.
Well, he's like, you know, it's all fun right now. But then, you know, eventually you're going to watch a scary movie and it's going to be really scary. But then you're going to see another one. It won't be as scary. And then another one. And then eventually you'll be so desensitized that, you know, something that should scare you won't scare you anymore.
And that's why Ba-Boom doesn't scare you.
Yeah.
Because you're desensitized. Then you shouldn't play shooting games. Right. And she's like, okay.
Yeah.
But then I feel like she's still on the down low was like, ba-boom.
Yeah, 100% she was. Okay, so.
I don't know. I think we should talk about maybe Mary and Matt and Shauna.
Yeah, because we've never met Shauna before.
No, like Matt all of a sudden has a girlfriend named Shauna.
Yeah.
It's spelled a confusing way. S-H-A-N-A. It looks like Shanna.
Yeah, if your name is Shauna and you spell it S-H-A-N-A.
Let us know.
Let us know. Or is it Shanna? Do you get called Shanna a lot?
It's probably pronounced Shauna and they get called Shanna a lot. And yeah. It's very annoying.
That's what I wonder. Like, so let us know.
Yeah. So Matt and Mary come running into the kitchen and Matt is upset. He's grabbing an ice pack. Mary has accidentally hit him in the face with the basketball.
Right. Shiner.
Yeah. And... then the phone rings maybe and it's Shauna on the phone. All of a sudden Matt's got this girlfriend we didn't know about.
Yeah.
And so then they're at school because he does go to college.
I don't like though that she was like, I kind of like it. It's macho.
Yeah. Like.
Like Shauna.
Yeah. But we know about Shauna.
Yeah. We need to unpack that in therapy. Black eyes are not macho.
No. And she immediately tells him. She's like, Matt's like, I don't know anything about your family life because he's saying, oh, my sister gave it to me. And he's like, I don't know anything about your family. And she says that, she's not going to tell him anything about her family, family life because she says that he won't be able to handle it.
Yeah. She says, I'll tell you about my life when I think you can handle it.
Like,
and then she's like, you can't even handle your sister hitting you in the eye.
Like, what's like, happening to you, Shauna? So then next scene, they're at Walmart. It looked like Walmart.
Oh, it looked like a grocery store.
Well, they had those blue smocks that I feel like they wear at Walmart.
Yeah, to me it looked like a corner store, like a mom-pa grocery store.
And she's a cashier. And so, Shauna, my God, see? And so, Mary and Matt are there. Why?
Because Mary had to buy a notebook.
Oh, yeah.
And Shauna is the checkout
cashier person.
And so Matt's like, oh, hey, like, this my is girlfriend. My sister. This is my sister, Mary. Yeah.
And then this guy just like slinks up.
Yeah.
And Shauna's like, oh, this is my brother, George. So now it's Shauna and George and Matt and Mary.
Yeah.
And immediately George hits on Mary.
Yeah.
And then they like sneak off to go get the notebook. And then he's like, oh, call me later.
But and Mary's into it. She's like, yeah, oh, she's so okay, into it. Yeah.
But they don't exchange numbers.
Right.
So then Shanna, oh my God, I'm just going to call her Shanna. I can't even. Like, I look at the word and that's what it says in my head. Like,
you should have spelt it phonetically.
Well, I looked her up on IMDb and saw how it was spelled. And this is my problem.
Okay. Every time you say it, I'll be like, Shauna.
So... Shauna tells George to leave Mary alone because he's got problems.
Yeah. She's like, you've got problems. You stay out of this.
And he like walks up behind his sister and like pins her arms behind his her back and like
angry whispers at her.
Yeah. Like for a moment I was like, oh my God, like, are they a couple? Like, was that a ruse?
Yeah. And he's like, you get me her phone number.
You tell me that number.
Yeah.
She's like, okay. She's like, 555, da, 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 and like rattles off the phone number.
Yeah. And she's like, ow, you're hurting me. But then at one point they look up at the security camera.
Oh, yeah.
And smile. Like, who's looking at the footage? Like, and who are you protecting here, Shauna?
Like, oh, we're just joshing.
We're just joking around.
So then lo and behold, George calls the house. And Matt's like, that better not be George. And Mary's like, it's not. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
And so.
And he's like,
he pressures her into going out with him.
Yes, though. I know. He's like, I want to take you on a date tomorrow. What are you doing? And she's like, oh, I can't go out on a school night. And he's like, well, what if it's a school afternoon?
And then she says, I don't want to go out with you until they have more phone dates and she knows
him better.
Yeah,
she's like, I don't know anything about you. And then he says, you're going to get to know about me tomorrow afternoon when I pick you up from school.
Like.
Like Mary.
So George and Mary decide they're going to go to the billiards. So then Mary is talking to Lucy at the school and asks Lucy to lie for her and says, I'm going to the billiards with George, but can you lie for me? Lucy says no. That's when she has the thing with the slap with Jordan. And Mary steps in and she's like, now you got to lie for me. I lied for you.
Yeah. So Lucy's like, shit.
Lucy's like, shit. In the meantime. Okay.
Yeah. I had like an itch on my back and I had to like do a weird thing.
In the meantime, Matt notices these bruises all over Shauna's forearms.
Okay. But I have to say, like, domestic violence in any form is not funny.
Nope.
But the way they film the show is funny. And so like Shauna like puts her arms around Matt from behind. So she's behind him, pressed up against his chest.
And she's wearing a long sleeve, long, like really thick blue, royal blue sweater.
Yeah. And he, you know that like the point of this scene is that he, it's like his note from the director was like, Matt, this is where you are going to discover the bruises on Shauna's arms. And so while you're holding her arms, cause you're in like, you know, cuddling, you've got to somehow slide her arm sleeves up.
But it was so obvious.
But it was so awkward. Like he's like fumbling to try and notice. And then you can tell, I don't think he could even really see it. Like,
yeah.
He was like, what happened?
And then she like rolls her sleeve
and
up.
And she's just black and blue.
Yeah. Like the brother's been grabbing her arms. And
she's like, oh, we're just roughhousing. We're just, me and my brother just joke around.
And Matt's like, absolutely not. What is going on? And so then Shauna says her brother has a problem and that their mom is an alcoholic.
Ever since their dad left
when the brother was born. And so the mom is an alcoholic and blames the dad leaving on George. So she slaps George around. The mom slaps George around. And so George slaps Shauna around. Like
let's talk about
this dog barking. Sorry.
Is that our new neighbor's dog?
Oh my God. We have the worst new neighbors.
You guys, we had this lovely couple living across the street from us. They were so,
Mark and Deb.
Couple. They were so nice and they sold their house and we're just not getting good vibes from the new neighbors.
Yeah.
And like
they tore up these like really nice rocks on their front lawn the first day they moved in so they could park three vehicles.
Yeah. And like Mark had worked so hard at landscaping. And then they have like car alarms going off all the time. There's a dog barking. Their dog was just like wandering the front street. They let their cats out.
Mm.
Like we live in an area with a lot of like coyotes and things.
Yeah. Bobcats.
And yeah, I just think. Anyway.
I know. I like went over to ask what they were doing with the landscaping because they were like the dad like motioned and was like, you could take these rocks. And I was like, what are you doing with those retaining wall blocks, actually? Like, I saw that you were digging them up.
And we need a retaining wall.
And we need a retaining wall. And the wife immediately was like, we're going to sell them. We're selling them. And yeah, I was like, yeah, I'll buy them off you.
Like, bitch, we're not looking for free rocks.
She's just sitting there vaping on the retaining wall. Anyways, we don't like them.
Well, hopefully she hasn't listened to this.
Hopefully not. Also, their kids are going to be going to school with my kids next
year.
Yeah,
they might be really great. We might just be off to an awkward start. Yeah. We're just having a hard time.
Anyways, the dog stopped barking.
Yeah.
Okay, so she says, you know, everybody's slapping everybody around because that's the generational trauma that they are in.
Yeah.
And so Matt is like, Mary, you can't go out with George. He's got a problem. He's bad news. And Mary's like, whatever, Matt. Like, why? This is like the 50th time this has happened. Mm-hmm. Just be straight up. Just tell Mary about George.
Yeah. Don't like beat around the bush.
Or just say, and he's got a problem.
Like, and also tell a trusted adult.
Yeah.
Because these are youth. These are young people.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into that. So then.
Because George is only 16. Mary says she's got a brother the same age as me.
Oh.
Yeah. When she's telling Lucy.
Ugh. Okay. He looks like a 40-year-old man, which is what got me confused.
They all do.
And his name is George. So, okay, they're at the pool hall where all dates happen, and they're playing, like, a billiard game, like...
I thought they were playing... Oh, God, what's that with the paddles?
Isn't that a billiard game?
No, billiards is, like, pool.
Oh, no, they're playing, like, an arcade game.
An arcade game, but what's it called with the paddles and it flaps up and down? Oh, God.
Oh, it's... I can hear your mom just shouting it out at us now. Anyways. Look it up. So it's the one where you have to have your hands on either side of it and you're hitting the left and right buttons to trigger the panels to keep the ball in the ding, 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 ding thing.
Yeah.
And so.
That pinball.
Pinball.
My God.
So
we really need to be better.
Yeah. We're getting there.
This is we're in perimenopause. It just words
our
just
brains
disappear.
Are just yeah. So they're playing this game and Mary's beating him. And she's like, she's a competitive person. Yeah. And so she's like, yeah, like take that. I'm beating you by 20,000 points.
But he's standing behind her, like in a
aggressive predatory way.
Yes.
Not in a let me show you how to shoot this pool cue in a sexy way.
Yeah.
And he's
I even wrote it. Mary is playing pinball. Oh my God. Sorry.
So then he's like, oh well, if you think you're so good, keep playing. And Mary's like, okay. Because she's competitive. And so she goes and she keeps playing and he like grabs her wrists.
Like from behind her.
And
so
like
pinning her.
Shoves
there.
Her hands forward so she can't hit the ball.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, I don't like this anymore. Please stop. And then he's like not stopping.
He like grabs her even harder.
Yeah. And then
she like karate moves him.
Oh my God. I took a video. I'll put it on both TikTok and Instagram.
She like spins him and like pressure points his hand.
But
or
like
something.
It just looks really like slow motion and awkward. And she's like, I said, back off. And he's like, oh, like he's looking all sheepish. And then Matt shows up. Or I think he's like, sorry, I'll drive you home.
Yeah, Matt shows up because he finds out from Lucy.
Yeah, he's like, where's Mary? And she's like, I can't tell you.
And so they're like, you got to get some help, man. And then George has this like come to Jesus moment where he's like, yeah, my sister tells me I need to get help all the time, and I've never heard it until now.
Yeah.
Like,
I've never heard it before now.
Until Matt said it? Like,
gross. You needed an older man to tell you you need help? Goddamn abuser. Get out of here.
But guess who's going to rehab George?
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication. And it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Reverend Eric himself. Campbell.
Yep. Like, yeah.
Yeah. What can't he do?
I know. Take a bullet.
Okay. So,
first off, Eric, his first scene that Eric is in, he comes in and he's like, oh, I was at the Golden Gloves tournament. What is that?
Yeah. It's like that whole storyline got put on the cutting room floor, except for that line. And there's no explanation. We don't hear another thing about it.
Like, I started my Eric paragraph off with Golden Gloves tournament. Nothing.
Yeah. So the phone rings and Simon answers it. And I cannot stress this enough, that Simon has got to be only 11. If Lucy
is only 11, yeah. They say he's 11.
Oh, so he's 11, which puts you in what? Grade 5? 6?
6. I think he's in grade 6. And okay. I think, so he's maybe 12. But I thought they said he was 11.
Right.
But, because they at least say that Johnny's 11.
Right.
What little question. Why is Simon allowed to have a girlfriend at 11 and 12 years old, but Lucy was not? Like, Lucy only just got a boyfriend like 2 episodes ago.
Well, probably because Lucy was a goddamn basket case. And the parents were like, we can't. It's about equity, not equality.
Right.
She wasn't ready. So Simon picks up the phone. It is his girlfriend, Dina.
Yeah.
And you'll remember from last week or last episode, he was interviewing Dina as a potential date because he didn't want his heart broken again. So he's trying to be more like, I don't know, like methodical about it.
Yeah.
Dina calls.
She's in tears.
Crying. And he's like, why are you crying? And she says her ex-boyfriend, Johnny, got dumped and she's so upset. And Simon's like, oh, are you going to dump me now? Like, that sucks. And she's like, no, I'm not going to dump you, but Johnny's going to come after you.
I know he will. He's like that.
Like, this young girl is 11 years old.
And she's in tears because Johnny, who is her ex-boyfriend, got dumped. And now he's going to come. He wants Dina back. And so he's going to come and get Simon.
This is so problematic.
So then the next day at school, there's the scene starts. It's a, you know, it's a slow-mo heartbeat scene.
Yeah.
So like you can hear the dun, 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 but slow-mo and everything's moving slow. Like Simon's in like a panic attack because he walks in and sees Johnny talking to Dina.
Like, Dina's leaning against her locker and Johnny's got his hand on one side of her head, leaning into her, talking. And so Simon takes a big, deep breath and goes over there and, like, slides under and puts his arm around Dina. And Johnny's like, oh, hey, champ, or something, little buddy.
And he's like, Dina, you're my girlfriend again. And she's like, no, I'm not. I'm still Simon's girlfriend.
Yeah.
And, like, Johnny has a mushroom cut middle part and a puka shell necklace.
Very Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yes. Considering how threatening he is, I guess.
Right.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, you don't know.
He's only 11.
Right. And he's wearing baggy pants. And so
he's threatening them. He doesn't.
Not that first. Not that first one.
He just says, watch out. Like,
watch out.
Yeah.
And so
they're hiding in the girls' bathroom at the end of the school day.
Yeah.
Waiting for the school to clear out.
Eric's waiting for them in his car. He's like, where are they? So he finally goes in. And Dina and Simon are like, the coast is clear. They slip out of the bathroom. Who comes around the corner?
Johnny. Here's Johnny.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, Dina, I'll walk you home. And Simon's like, oh, I'm going to drive her home, actually.
Yeah. What's so funny?
Like, what are you, at the bar?
Simon says her ride didn't show.
Yeah.
Like, Dina, where's your
parents? That's what they tell Eric. Yeah. So he's like, oh, and then Simon's like, hey, man, like, leave her alone. Get out of here.
And Johnny says, stay out of this or I'll take you out of this. And then you're going to turn around to find a .38 special pointed at you.
Yeah. And he's like, what does that mean? And then he makes like a gun motion with his thumb and forefinger.
Yeah. So then these two other random kids that are in the hallway just appear and they're like, they say to Simon, they're like, if you tell anybody, it's going to make Johnny even more mad.
Yeah. Like
okay. Why aren't we telling safe adults anything?
Yeah. There needs to be an adult for every five children with an earshot. Because, like, these kids can't be trusted to manage themselves. They're in social situations.
So then, back at the house that night, somebody is calling and hanging up at the Camden house over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And Eric knows something is up. Like, he saw the end of sort of the altercation. He didn't see what Johnny did, but he saw the end of the altercation. And he knows that there was some, like, it was tense.
Yeah.
And then he had to drive Dina home because her ride never showed. The school bus, her dad, like what?
The nanny, what's going on here?
So Simon confesses to Eric. Eric's like, Simon, do you know anything about these phone calls? And he's like, well, so he tells Eric exactly what Johnny said. And like, he was very specific about this 38 special.
Yeah.
So then everyone's in a huff. Dina and Simon are going to stay home from school the next day.
Because they're scared. Eric is and Annie are talking over a cup of tea or something. And they decide, you know, we better just keep them home. Dina can come to our house because her parents have to work. And Eric's like, I can't get hold of the principal. I'm trying to find his number. Nobody will give it to me. And then he's like, oh, I guess it's probably unlisted. It's probably better that way. Like Eric, you're the reason principals can't have their phone.
It's 8 p.m. on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
This is why the principal doesn't have his number listed. It's why they don't have Facebook pages either.
Yeah.
So then Eric's like, because Eric wants to go over and talk to Johnny's dad. And Annie's like, well, you should wait to talk to the principal. And like, that's the protocol.
Yeah.
And they're like, but what if Johnny shows up with a gun at school tomorrow? So they're like, okay, well, we'll keep the kids home. And then Eric all of a sudden finds the number.
To the vice principal.
The vice principal, yes.
And then he says, I'm going to go visit Johnny. And he says, I'll be fine. I've handled these kinds of things before. Like, Eric, a fucking course you have.
And the vice principal says, don't go.
Yeah.
That isn't how he has to follow protocol.
Yeah.
And the vice principal's like, I could get fired over this. I'm about to retire in a couple of years. Please don't screw this up for me.
Yeah.
So
and Eric's pissed.
Annie is like, okay, well, if you're going to go over there, can Sergeant Michaels at least go with you so you're not alone? And Eric's like, nope, I've got him on a different case. So he was researching Johnny's background.
Right.
Eric says, I've got him doing a little research.
Yeah.
So Eric is still going to go talk to Johnny's dad. So first of all, he opens the door. Johnny's dad opens the door.
Mm-hmm. He opens a tiny hole in the door, a door within a door.
It's like if your door has like rectangle cut, like things on it, like your big front door. One of those is a tiny door and it's got a grate in it.
Yeah. Safety bars. But what's funny is it's like a little bit low down. So like I'm 5'5" and it would be like, if I opened it, it would be at my nose. So I have to like bend down to look out.
Like that's your people?
That's his people. And it's just like fresh air. Like, he's like, oh, can I help you? And he's like, yeah, he always starts off by saying, I'm a pastor at the local church.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You go in with that. I think you go in with my kid goes to school with your kid.
Yeah.
And also I'm a pastor.
If that's what comes up. Yeah. Yeah. And so Eric brings up that the boys have been fighting over Dina and the dad says, oh, she's a pretty little thing.
Oh,
like,
excuse me?
Yeah, no.
Like, get her fucking name out of your mouth.
Ugh. So basically, Eric confronts the dad. He's like, do you own a gun? And he doesn't really answer. Oh, no, sorry. Johnny shows up.
Yeah.
And Eric's like, your kid threatened my kid.
And he's like, what? What kid? What'd I do? I don't know this kid.
Yeah, Johnny's trying to play dumb.
Yeah.
And so Eric's like, your kid threatened my kid with a gun. And the dad's kind of like, no, he didn't. And Johnny's like, No, I didn't. And then Eric's like, well, do you own a gun? And the dad just doesn't answer. And Eric's like, I thought so.
And then they close the door, slam it.
Slam the door.
The big one and the little one.
So then we're back.
Awkward if you had to slam the big one.
And then it popped open.
Yeah.
And just so to look at them. So now we're back at the Camden residence. Sergeant Michael has showed up.
Yeah.
And he has done a deep dive on Johnny. He's got a juvie record and the family has a gun. Eric knew.
I just wrote Sergeant Michael Foip. Yeah. Like Freedom of Information Protective Act.
No, doesn't exist.
Nope. He's like, I talked to juvie. He's got a record. Like you just called juvie yeah. the one place.
Yeah. 1-800-JUVIE.
Yeah. And you're like, what do you know about Johnny? And they're like, oh.
So he's smashed mirrors. He put a stink bomb in the school radiator. And he threw a brick at a cop car and he abused a dog.
Yeah.
Like, Johnny.
Get that kid out of here. Glen Oak does not need a Johnny.
So then now we're at the school the next day.
Yeah.
Dina and Simon are at home, like a ball of nerves.
With Annie.
With Annie. And like anytime the wind blows or a door creaks, they're like they're on edge.
Oh, no, it's Johnny.
It's Johnny.
Yeah.
So,
but Eric is at the school with Johnny's dad,
Sergeant Michaels, and the vice principal.
Oh, I thought Sergeant Michaels wasn't, he was there, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. And so, basically, Johnny's dad goes off and he, first of all, the vice principal's like, we broke into Johnny's locker.
Yeah, we accessed Johnny's locker.
And they were like, well, we thought he might have a gun, so we had to break into his locker. And the vice principal says it was full of CDs and magazines of an extremely violent and sexual nature. Johnny's not giving off these vibes. Johnny looks like Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah, with his puka shell.
And his mushroom
cut. And his mushroom cut. That's how they get you.
Yeah. And so then Eric is like laying into the dad, but then the dad is rebuttaling with all of the like standard lines that people who think they have a right to bear arms.
Yeah. Say. You're not going to tell me I can't have a gun.
Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Yeah. And then Eric's like, people with guns kill people.
And he's like, I can't believe that you're upset. This is my right to bear arms.
And then he's like, you know what? I'm taking Johnny out of this school. I don't need any of you.
So
they take it as a win.
They take it as a win. They're like, okay, we didn't know it was going to be that easy. See you never, Johnny.
Bye.
Eric has to go to his chambers on the way home for
stops at the church.
Some unexplained reason.
He's probably going to write a sermon about right to bear arms.
Probably.
How Jesus didn't need a gun.
So Johnny pops out of the corner, like just like George did, really.
Yeah.
You know, George, the other George.
Yeah.
The original George. And he's got a gun. A 38 special.
Johnny's got a gun.
Yeah. And he shoots Eric in the shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't see that coming.
He, like, holds the gun and Eric's like, whoa, pal, whoa. Like,
yeah.
Calm down.
And then, ba-boom.
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 And it shoots him in the shoulder and it's slow-mo. He stumbles back, grabbing at his shoulder. And it's on his left side.
Yep.
And so, like, he's like obviously bleeding. And meanwhile, Annie's
back at the house, a ball of nerves.
Yeah. Thinking it's weird that he's not home or hasn't called.
Hasn't answered his pager.
Yeah.
His beeper. And then, she's telling this to Matt, and Matt is upset because Matt knows who Mary is out with and he's got to go rescue her. So then there's a really weird scene where the phone rings. Matt answers it.
No, somebody yells, Matt, it's for you.
Okay. Matt gets on the phone and he's like, uh-huh, yep, mm-hmm, okay, yep, okay, bye. Like, and then he's like he then lies to Annie about what he was. So I thought it was Mary.
Yes.
I thought it was Mary calling for
saying,
help.
Saying, please come help me. But Matt's like, oh, it was someone from the police station just saying, dad's okay and just to stay here.
He's with Sergeant Michaels and that he's just not answering the phone. And Annie's like, no, it's something else. And he's like, nope, that was it.
And he's like, well, I better get going. I gotta go get married.
And then he does go and get married.
Yeah. And she's like, well, why do you have to get married? And she's like, why don't you just wait for her to get home and I'll punish her like I do every time she breaks the rules when she gets home. And Matt's like, no, like, I just want to get her. You know, I just want to.
I got to go get her.
And she's like, well, you're not telling me everything, but okay, you better get going.
So then how is it that it comes out that they're all at the hospital?
So because what I think happened is that it was somebody from the police station calling saying your dad's been shot.
Yeah, that's what Matt says at the end of the episode.
Yeah, so I think he went and got Mary and then probably went back and was like, come on, everybody.
To the hospital.
Dad's been shot.
So then Simon, Ruthie, and Lucy are all sitting in the waiting room and they're like, I don't know, digressing about their days and saying ba-boom and
yeah,
whatever. And then Eric's fine. He's got, they put this big tape on his shoulder, but his like chest is really hairy and gross. And so then I could tell that it wasn't sticking, but like, it's just a prop. So it didn't really matter. And he's got his arm in a sling and yeah. They just do like a big group hug in the hospital.
Yeah.
It's the same doctor that was there when Matt's friend got beat up overdosed on alcohol. Like it's the same doctor every
time. He just works there all the time. Same as Sergeant Michael. Glen Oak has one doctor, one police officer, and one pastor.
They do. So then we get to see a court scene with Johnny. I thought the episode was over. I thought we were fade into black in the hospital.
It does seem like one of those things where we wouldn't have seen a court scene. Like, that's not the show, I feel like.
Yeah, no. We did, though, see a court scene. Remember when Mary stole the glass and Matt took the fall for it?
And everybody brought in something from... that was a classic.
That was. So, Johnny's in court with his mom and his dad is beside himself because, lo and behold, his son did take his gun and shoot someone.
Yeah.
Duh. And so the court says that Johnny has had a psychological evaluation. He has zero remorse. And he's going to go to juvie till he's 25.
So this kid's 11. What is that? 15, almost 14 years.
Yeah.
He's been remanded to the youth facility for 14 years.
Yeah. And so this is a thing. I don't know how much they do it in Canada, but I know they do it in the States. I just said that so Canadian. Canada. Like you can be found as a juvenile and stay in jail till you're 25 and still stay in juvie. So like you're now in prison with 11-year-olds.
Right.
But I don't know if it makes sense to then once you turn 18 or 21 to move you into a adult prison.
I guess
adult depends on how long you're there for.
Yeah.
But I think, like that's like a life sentence for a kid.
Yeah.
And what did they say what he got charged with? Like,
no, shooting
attempted
something.
Murder?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. It's like the whole episode was just like so tense and like, but like done in a funny way. Like there's like an unintentional humor to some of the acting and
I didn't think that Eric was going to get shot.
No.
I don't remember that back in the day.
Well, firearms negotiators now on his.
He didn't negotiate very well. He got shot.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one, which will be when we return from our
Are we going to do one next week?
Oh, yeah. Let's do one next week.
We're here
we go.
Next week and then we're gone for 2 weeks.
Okay. So next week is called No Sex, Some Drugs, and a Little Rock and Roll. And it says, Mary learns about the danger of natural energy boosters when a teammate is felled by the supposedly safe pills.
Oh, man.
Do you think it's going to be that lesbian teammate? What was her name?
Yeah. Brenda? Barbara? No. It was something like that. But
she was the new kid.
I wonder if it's going to be like in Saved by the Bell when, is it Jesse? Do you know what I'm talking about?
He takes steroids.
No, she takes speed.
She.
And then she's like, what is she singing? And she's like so frantic. I can't remember. It's on the tip of my tongue, but classic.
I hope that's what it's like.
And then at the end, all the characters are like, don't do drugs.
Drugs are bad, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well.
We've now tackled rehab, gangs, drug addiction, alcoholism, shootings,
Everything.
Like theft. There's been two types of car thievery, like violence.
Yep. There's been automobile accidents. Automobile? Jessica Biel accidents.
Oh, man.
All right.
What do you think Justin and Jessica are doing right now?
I don't know. Not having a drink.
Not having a drink.
I think he's still on his big tour, because remember, this is going to ruin the tour.
It's going to ruin the tour. So those that don't know, Justin Timberlake was pulled over and got a DUI.
And the cop that pulled him over didn't recognize him. And he pulled like a don't you know who I am situation.
Yeah. And then he just kept mumbling, this is going to ruin the tour. But like the cop didn't know who he was. And he's like, what tour? What are you talking
who
about?
Who are you?
Next time I get pulled over, I'm going to try that.
This is going to ruin the tour.
This is going to ruin the tour.
Yeah, there's been a lot of funny memes and everything about it. Like, yeah. It does suck. I don't know. I follow Justin Timberlake on Instagram, and he's just back to making his regular content. So,
yeah, like, don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
And don't shoot people.
Those,
I think is really the
Those
lesson.
Are our two takeaways.
Here, we should have takeaways in every episode.
Yeah.
All right. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. Join us on Patreon. And have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.